95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, we will continue to look at the latest here, which is here in the last hour. The Texans, they brought in two new faces at the wide receiver position. Sterling Shepard, who last year played with the Bucks, and then Zay Jones. We've seen him with the Raiders, the Jags. He had a really good year with the Jags a couple of years ago when they made a playoff run. And then most recently last year with the Arizona Cardinals coming off of an Achilles injury. But those two are now the latest to be in the fold at the receiver position. And Clint, we'll talk more about it, but they join a lot of guys there now in that space, from Hutchinson to Jarrett Wayne to Jalen Noel to Tank Dell to Justin Watson to Bond. There are several guys that they join in, and they bring in two veterans. So that is the latest news there when it comes to that. All right, Clint, there was a lot that happened last night. We do a little good, the bad, and the horny, the football horny.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this we have not really had a chance to talk with. You can go ahead and join this, too, if you're on the text line, 713-572-4610, YouTube, Twitch. What was the good, what was the bad, and what got you going? What almost got you to have to really stretch out and take your pants off and get excited?
Mm.
What I do, I get excited. What was it last night that you saw? All right, I'll start with the good. The good to me. Now, I have talked about this young man, and I said coming into it, I need to see something. And you tapped me on my arm. You said, there it is. There's the play.
Mm-hmm.
The good to me was Cade McDonald. Cade McDonald, I said, I just want to see one flash play. Just one thing of why they felt like they wanted to bring you in and use a number two pick, their number two pick, their second round pick on you, Cade McDonald. And he showed it. And this time, D'Amico Ryans didn't have to say he needs to go look at the film. Not this time. D'Amico said he wasn't even talking about Cade McDonald. He was asked a question about Marlon Klein, and he was just talking about Marlon Klein, loves being coached, and he brought up Caden himself. Nobody even got a chance to ask about him. He said it was good. He was happy for him that he made that big play. He said he had a better week of practice, showed him the things that he needed to improve upon, and he made that play. That was huge to see Caden McDonald perform like he did and see what he can provide, not only in the run game. He was taking on double teams, but also pushing the pocket back. So that was big to see Cade McDonald show up and have at least a big moment there.
Yeah, I mean, look, he is a highly touted rookie, obviously, and he's going to be he's in a position where it is a rotational spot, so he's going to get burned, he's going to get run. If he can, of course, do the boring part of his job, which is anchor down and handle double teams and occupy offensive linemen and allow those linebackers to roam, then he'll get more run. But if he can actually get in there and make plays like this, even though guard goes right, center goes left, there wasn't a whole lot of resistance there on that particular play. But it is a flash play. Anyway you slice it, it's a flash play.
Absolutely.
So if he can make a few of those along with, you know, anchor down in a way that a 300 plus pounder should be able to do on the interior of a defensive line, then the volume of snaps goes up, and that'd be a beautiful thing for him, no question. If all three of these draft picks, which they're trending that direction, what a day for the first and second round picks and a fourth round pick for the Texans yesterday. I mean, Marlon Klein getting some more run and being the talk of the tight end room. Obviously, Rutledge getting talked about as the best offensive lineman on the team, not just the center, but the best on the team. And now you got Cade McDonald going out there and making plays. And Wade Wood as the pick six. I mean, so it was a good night for the 2026 draft class for sure.
Yeah, no, I was hoping to see something. We got to see it. And that was a big play. And he got on top of Fernando. He couldn't do nothing with him. All right, the bad. And I would like for some of you here on the text line to get out of my rundown sheet, please, to this person who just texted in. First off, Champ Slice said Caden was in the horny category for him. So,
oh, really?
It didn't get to Hornet.
I mean, it was all right. I mean, he didn't even get blocked. It was a blown protection.
He didn't get to Hornet for me, but it was good. Somebody texted in, all I know is Wyatt Teller was bad. Yeah, the bad is Wyatt Teller. Guys, wow. What is going on there?
Ass to the other side.
He's making Braden Smith look like he's a good football player, and Braden Smith's ass is sitting over there and getting beat out by Trent Brown in the second unit. No, but wait, Wyatt Teller looks to be cooked, put in the oven. I mean, don't need a spatula. It is just over. And I'll be honest with you, I was talking to people in the press room yesterday at the half. Like, he could be a cut candidate. Like I'm either a cut candidate, release, something. Maybe, I don't know who would have traded for him. I don't know if you could even pull the Cam Robinson situation. I don't know. I don't know, but it is bad for him right now, Clint. And he, like you said, they're moving him over positions to try to see if maybe that can help. It just looks rough, and the numbers are not adding up to me for him either, because, I mean, Evan Brown looks like he's going to be the starting center. Jake Andrews is another interior player. They drafted the kid from Oklahoma. He's not going to get cut, right? Patterson, to me, is more versatile and shows that he can play. But Patterson has had a better camp than Wyatt Teller. And
Patterson got an extension, didn't he?
And got an extension. That's four guys interior.
I don't think it's a hot take or a stretch to say that, Ron. I mean, you've got between guys that are drafted, guys that have got extensions, or guys that can play guard, center, guard. Your chances are dwindling, and now you move to the other side of the ball behind the best guard on the team in Ed Ingram. I guess the highest paid guard on the team. That's not a good sign at all. I mean, the only player I think on that interior offensive line that may be in a similar boat is Jake Andrews. But if they're going to keep either one of those two, it would be Jake to have another center. So I don't know.
And Jake's not just getting his ass kicked like the way Wyatt is either. Right, I mean,
I think that's very fair. Based on the play now, I don't know how committed they are, but based on the play, it sure is leaving a lot to be desired.
And look, we saw what they did with Cam Robinson last year. I mean, they had to eat up a good amount of that. It has not looked good for him. I don't know how he could be one of your linemen that you keep. And it sucks that you paid that kind of money, but I don't love it. The Horny, I see some people texting in. Woody is damn near in there for me. You know how I feel. But I think our football Horny is the same, Clint. The movement that Ed and Trent were able to get throughout that game, you could just see caved in old.
Yeah.
There was one, old 51. I don't know if he tried to hit Trent with a spin move. I'm not sure what he did, but he tried to hit him with a spin. Ed had kicked the guy's ass so hard that he spun into him, and then Trent, gotcha! Gotcha! And, I mean, they were just getting driven back, looking like off their feet. It reminded me of, shout out to my son Nicholas, to that kid. They were just driving those kids back. Those grown men back. That was exciting to see, just because, like, I've watched, I can see Big Red. Keelan Rutledge gets pushed. Mm-hmm. And then when they pull him over there, and they bring stuff. But they have been devoted to trying to run the football better. And it looked like, again, it was against that Raiders line. I get that, and I said that from the beginning. But they looked like they could get four to five at least every play they ran over there. And then they ended up running that way to get a 20-yard touchdown run. Woody did a lot at the end, but he was untouched for a bit. So that was to see the movement that they got. That reached beyond the good to me.
More than enough to get good and turned on. You are right. And I bet there are some of those games, those gotcha games being played by those two over there.
And that 51 spun, I don't know what – what he thought he was going to do. I don't know if he thought a screen was being set. 77 got his ass. Got him hemmed up. Nowhere to go. Yeah. No, they were that was big time for them. All right. Good night for the Texans. Good night for the Texans. Pretty much, you know, all right. Good first half for the Texans. Pretty much all around. Then it fell apart in the fourth quarter with some of the backups.